Have you ever tried to lobby a U.S. senator? How about when you were a teenager?
We walk into the Senate building. Me, a UN staffer, and a gaggle of girls.
This is Angie Jiang. She's 17.
We ask our, chaperone, who are we seeing first? Oh, we're just seeing Tammy Baldwin's staffers. And we're like, oh, darn. Didn't get to see her. That sucks. We walk into the room. We're giving this pitch. All these girls are just expressing their passions. Gender equality and the right to education, the right to having a future. The door clicks a little bit. It opens. I look to my right and it's Tammy Baldwin. And she's like, hi, girls. And I was like, oh. Fangirl moment. She sits down and she's listening. And I knew what I was talking about. All the girls knew what they were talking about. And she did go on to co-sponsor and associate her name with the bill that we were talking about. The meeting's over, we leave, we take a picture, it's great. You open the door, and there's a group of activists chanting about healthcare, waving signs, and they're protesting the potential repeal of the Affordable Care Act. This whirlwind of advocacy, we had just gotten out of a meeting, and obviously not all teens have the opportunity to go to DC and talk to representatives and senators, but it is changing. We are being listened to, especially now.
High school walkouts, marches, national protests. This is an incredible moment. And I don't know about you, but I've been watching these kids with so much pride. Because this generation is not asking us, the adults, for permission. They have superpowers. Innocence, idealism, and Instagram. Today, let's meet some of them, beginning with Angie Jiang. She's a high school senior. She's on the swim team. She loves Beyonce. Oh, and she's an advisor to the UN Foundation's Girl Up.
I think Gen Z is very progress-oriented, and it's very pervasive throughout the generation. Teen activists have existed for centuries, but this generation in particular, I can't think of a single person in my life who's my age that isn't passionate about social justice or, progress. At least that's my experience. I can't speak for all teenagers, obviously, but I think the idea of Gen Z is morphing from, this technology-driven age to, this activist generation. When I see the speeches of Emma Gonzalez or other activists from Parkland, I see my friends.
I think for a lot of us, the sophistication and the strength of your voices, it's astonishing to us that you can have that at age 17. I mean, how?
Yeah, I think out of necessity, we are so exposed as a generation to the world's ills and the world's negative things that it's only natural for us to come out of this age saying, we want to change that. I don't think we've had some teenager boot camp to all get politically active, but I think the sentiment is really there.
Are you angry?
I am frustrated. I think anyone in our situation would be frustrated. It almost feels like we were served this dish of gun violence and climate change and systemic racism that you just can't avoid because you're born into this. And that's frustrating. It's also frustrating that I could go on a rant, but it's frustrating that despite this being handed to us, we can't say anything about it.
But because you're teenagers and not considered to have a legitimate voice yet?
Exactly. The example that we always use is climate change, right? We're in this insurmountable amount of carbon emissions and the temperatures are rising and the sea levels are rising. And that's scary. But if we just become paralyzed in fear, nothing will get done, right? And I think if not today, then when? So we have to do it now. That sounds really cheesy, but...
No, it sounds really inspiring. Can you tell me about Girl Up? When you and the others get together, what do you talk about?
Oh my gosh, it's magical. Every time that we get together, it's like a Mountain Dew kickstart that's sponsored. It's like an energy drink. It's like a family of 20 just super driven, super passionate girls who are working on all these amazing projects. Like my friend Shanice, she's 15. She just released her first book called Young Revolutionary, and she interviews activists from around the country. I'm in it. It's like a handbook for teenage activists, and it's amazing. We have conversations about systemic racism or gender-based violence and like all these big concepts, but at the end of the day, we're just a bunch of high school girls getting together, loving each other and empowering each other.
You know, so often adults focus on what teens need to learn. I guess this hour, I really wanted to turn it around and ask, what can adults learn from your generation, from teens?
I think, I don't know if there's a lot other than like, listen to us. Okay, we're young. I get it. We don't have as much experience as you. We're not as cynical as you are, but we have ideas and we have things we want to change. And don't be afraid of change. Gen Z is just ever changing, so we don't have time to be afraid of it. But if you see a wave or a system changing, don't be afraid all the time and have courage. Don't be afraid of change. Please listen to us and have passion. Like, live every... This is so cheesy. I don't want to be like, I'm a teen. Listen to me say these cheesy things. But
maybe you should say it, because maybe adults are too scared to say the stuff that's true.
Right. I think every day and every minute and every hour, you are investing your time into something. And if you're not investing it into something you're passionate about or something that you want to change, then it's time wasted, right? Take chances.
That's Angie Jiang. She's a senior at West High School in Madison, Wisconsin, and a national teen advisor to the UN Foundation's Girl Up.